can throw up on the screen. If it doesn't come, it doesn't matter, but does it? Well, it's the last verse we just had read, but it doesn't matter if you haven't got it there. These technicalities are beyond me. Maybe beyond him too, you know. It doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter. Relax. Hooray! But it started with the shepherds. That's a big deal. The shepherds. And when you think about it, you cannot tell the story of Christmas without the shepherds. I just wonder how many tea towels have been taken to school this week to be wrapped around the heads of primary school children for nativity plays. It's a big deal. I mean, they don't make tea towels quite as good as the ones they used to use, but now they have other things on, some of which you can't read in public. But we had in our church, we have two or three churches in the area where I live, and one of them has a carol service in the midweek, and they use children in the course of the service. So they had kids all dressed up, tea towels, all the rest of it. And when it got to the bit where they were going to do their little nativity play, one of the shepherds panicked and ran for the door and couldn't come forward. And the Virgin Mary decided she needed to go to the loo. So we had a long pause while all that was done. But shepherds are a key element in the story, and our reading was about them. The truth is that the shepherds in those days had a pretty raw deal in life. They were poorly paid. They didn't even have contracts, zero contracts. They just didn't have anything like that. They just were absolutely at rock bottom. And they had a grim job. They had to be out at night on the fields to make sure rustlers didn't come, and sometimes wild animals might be there, and they had to be there for that. So that was that. And they were looked down upon, as I'm afraid so often, people who haven't got very far in life are looked down upon by others. One of the sad things about human nature. Just a shepherd. The other things was the religious people didn't like them at all because they were too grubby. And they never had their hands clean. They couldn't take part in half the religious bits of worship. So the general public didn't like them and the religious people didn't like them. And there they were, feeling, I think, a bit sad about themselves. And there they were, out in the fields on what we call the first Christmas Eve. And I mention all this because the amazing thing is this. That when Jesus was born, God chose to tell shepherds before he told anybody else. He chose to tell those people that everybody looked down on before he told anyone else. And the angel said to them, a Savior has been born to you. And as I thought about that this week, I thought, if tonight, in our little group here, if the law of averages is the case, there are one or two people here who feel that they're not very important. They sometimes wonder whether they're just on earth to make up the numbers. And what this story tells us is you matter to God. You matter to God. It was to people like you, as it were, that God said, first of all, a Savior has been born for all of us. Well, the Christmas story speaks of an angel and a heavenly choir. And I can well understand how in this modern age when we are so clever and we know all the answers to all our problems except Brexit, and I can well understand how we can just view this bit about angels and heavenly choirs as a bit of a fairy story. I can understand that. But if it really is true that God actually, first of all, that there is a God, and that God actually broke into our world of space and time to live among us to show that he's there, to live among us to show how we could live, to live among us, to take what the world throws at him, and it was nasty. But to come and really be amongst us, if that really is Kate, I think that's worth a bit of heavenly razzmatazz. I really do. I'm sure the angels did sing, and they sang well, possibly even a bit better. Yeah, right. Anyway, it says in the story the shepherds left their sheep. They probably left one or two behind, but they left their sheep. And they went, and they came down into Bethlehem, and they found the baby and Mary and Joseph. My guess is by the time the shepherds were there, there were quite a few people around about. But, I mean, the village was apparently crowded. All sorts of things were happening, and lots more people were in town than usual. And secondly, babies make cries and noises, and you can't be producing a baby without somebody being asked to help. My guess is by the time the shepherds got there, there was quite a crowd round, willing on the young couple and their baby, which was lying in a manger. And it says that they told all of them about the angel and that this baby was going to be incredibly special. And as I looked at that this week, I thought, you know, there's a lesson there for you and me too. Always share your good news. I remember once a little boy running along the beach. He'd just been given a camera, and he came up to me and said, "Look, I've got a camera. Look, I've got a camera." And, you know, I didn't know who he was. I didn't know whether he knew how to use it. All I knew was I felt, isn't that nice? The world is throwing bad news at us all the time. If you've got any good news, share it. Tell somebody. Don't keep it to yourself. And if you have discovered that God is good news, tell somebody about that. We hear again and again that in this country, not in every country, I hasten to add, but in this country, Christianity is falling away in numbers. Why is it falling away? One of the reasons is that a huge number of people who believe think it's important to keep it private. And they don't tell anybody. They're even frightened to. And so if everybody's keeping it private to themselves, nobody really knows what the truth is. And the truth is so important. So if you've discovered God is good news, don't exactly scream it in the ear of everybody, but find a way of sharing it with others. Anyway, back to these words about the shepherds. And if we'd thrown it up on the screen, the next words were, "The shepherds returned." The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God. The shepherds returned. They returned back to the cold hills. They returned back to their poorly paid jobs. They returned back to being looked down upon by lots of other people, except that they returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they'd heard and seen. I should think they were quite noisy about it. My elder brother, who's also a clergyman, said when I was phoning him up this week and we were talking about these words, he said, "I've always thought that somewhere in Bethlehem, as they walked by going back to their sheep, some pious rabbi was woken up by them, opened the window, looked down and said, 'What are these drunken louts coming up with now?' But they returned glorifying, praising God for all the things that they had seen. They were rejoicing because they'd heard the amazing truth that there is a God, that all of us matter, that he'd come into this world as a human being to prove it, and he'd come as a savior. They may not have fully understood what savior meant then. And someone in the Bible later on once wrote these words, very, very popular words amongst Christians, but I'll quote them. "God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have everlasting life. Those shepherds have caught a glimpse of that. And we too need to catch a glimpse of that. We too, in our 21st century, who think we know everything, need to actually get back to catching a glimpse of what happened on Christmas Eve and what it meant for all of us and for all eternity. And when all our decorations finally come down, and when we don't want to eat another turkey meal for the rest of our lives, and we go back to whatever is our daily lives, whatever they are, we can go back differently because we've caught a glimpse of what Christmas really means. We can, like the shepherds, be thankful to God, wanting to take him far more seriously, praising God for all the things we've seen and heard at this time. And when you do that, every day is Christmas. Every day, even without the turkey. Happy Christmas.